Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome to the big, sick episode of The Bro Show.
Achoo!
Jacob's currently holding a snot rag.
Oh, yeah, it's not, yeah, it's a snot rag. It's a paper towel. I switched to paper towels yesterday because...
Oh, my God.
They're way more durable.
That's rough. Like, your nose is going to be chafed.
I think my nose is, like, used to that type of stuff, though.
Oh.
Yeah,
cause, okay.
Well, I have to say, yesterday I used the ordinary BHA AHA peeling solution. I don't even use that after I use it, like, heavy.
You shouldn't have done it during a cold.
Why?
Just because, like, since I'm a dermatologist, kind of, because I watch dermatologist videos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, since, like, you chafed your nose so much, like, then you add an exfoliator on top of that, like...
It's so bad.
Bad news.
Like,
bad
it,
news bears.
It'll make me look older, Leo.
Oh, just, like, over-exfoliation.
Whoa.
Leads to irritation, which leads to mental illness.
For the 10 minutes that the peeling solution was on, I was just in pain.
Yeah, around your nose?
Yeah, like, it actually, like... I was just in the mindset of, I already have it on. But it literally felt like I was doing a plank for that 10 minutes. Like,
oh my God, torture.
Planking for a minute is just like misery, if I'm being honest. And this was just like a 10 minute plank, but on my nose.
Oh my God, torture chamber type things.
Yeah, but then I washed it off and, do you use a peeling solution?
No, because I use Tretinoin from Curology. They sponsored me in the past. You could use my code if you want like 30 days off.
Do you think it's still in effect?
I still get free Curology.
That's true.
I know. I'm like wondering because like the brand deal was a year ago, so I'm wondering like when they're gonna cut me off because like I still don't have to pay. But
oh yeah,
might be for life. Who knows?
I mean, you should get it for life. You just promoted it.
I should start a business on the side where like I order extra and like start selling it.
Oh, you know what I mean? What if you randomly mentioned in the video, like, this is sponsored by Kaji, you can buy it in the link below, but the link was lucascookshank.com and it was you just selling it?
I just know they're going to cut me off soon, but, you know, I'm just thankful that I'm even getting it. But I use Tretinoin, so I don't really want to mix, like, exfoliators, because my skin's kind of sensitive.
Oh, so would Differin be an exfoliator?
Well, that's kind of that's a retinoid as well.
Oh.
But no, you're fine. Like, people mix it all the time. My skin is just sensitive.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, your skin doesn't seem, like, sensitive. It's not, like, reacting.
Oh, yeah, I feel like
from my dermatologist knowledge, like, it looks fine.
Yeah, I feel like my skin's kind of just doing good. The only thing that is probably a con about my skin is that whenever I shave, I feel like I get acne around my chin.
Oh.
Or, like, it just looks more red, I guess.
Huh. I'll have to do some research into, like, my dermatology and, like, get back to you on that.
Okay, thank
but
you.
Yeah, we both currently have super colds. Our mom informed me that there is a super cold going around, which that is kind of fun. Like, we don't have a cold, we have a super cold. I don't know who decided it was a super cold. It might have just been someone on Facebook just said, by the way, it's a super cold, but we have a super cold, which I believe.
We are self-diagnosing ourselves, by the way.
I'm on day motherfucking 8.
Oh, okay, yeah, Lucas, I'm on day 5, but Lucas has had it longer than me. Like, that sucks.
Like, day 8. Like, usually colds are, like, a 4-day type thing. But day 8, and I'm still coughing up this weird shit. Like, it's just gross.
I feel like if you would have known from day 1 that it would last 8 days, like,
oh,
I would have been scared of, like, what you would have done that day. Like,
I know, I would have
like,
been
like,
reckless.
Like, I feel like you would have, like, an actual just, like, freak out.
Yeah.
It's like there's a box around you and you try to get out.
It's apparently not COVID because I got tested a couple times.
I
so
haven't.
Funny, like,
I'm joking.
It's so funny. Why do I clarify that on the podcast? Like, I can't give it to any of them. They're listening. But I have to still clarify, like, just so you guys know it's not COVID, so you won't catch it from me.
Oh, yeah. Like, Lucas already tested a bunch of times. So, like, I was just like, oh, I have whatever he has. But yeah, I tested too and it's also negative. So like, since like we're hanging out, I don't want to, so like, you're not going to get COVID, but you will get this like super cold. And we're like, it feels like everything's so quiet right now too.
Really? Like your ears are even plugged. We've had different symptoms. It like hit us both different.
Yeah. But I feel like we have the same thing because our little brother also has it. And like,
yeah.
So I feel like we all have the same thing, but it affects us all differently, which really is a quote about life.
We're all different.
We can all see the same. We can all have the same thing, but we all see it differently.
That's the tea.
Like, what have you experienced throughout the 8 days?
kind of just a sore throat and coughing. That's about it. Like, I've never really hit my nose, except there were a few, like, just, like, sneezes. But, like, nothing where I, like, had a runny nose all day, where I had to chafe up my nose with a paper towel. That didn't happen to me, thank God. But just excruciating coughing and, like, just, like, snot coming out of my throat. But, like, it's so satisfying whenever, like, finally the cough gets stuff up and you can spit it out.
So I have, like, I feel like I don't have that much experience doing that in my life of spitting out stuff through my throat, because I think it's more of a, I'm more of a nose person. Like, I get it out through my nose.
Okay, the grossest, I don't even know if I should say this because I don't want to gross anyone out, but it's just a few times during this cold, there's like these gross sneezes where like all of a sudden I sneeze and I'm like, what happened? Like, I feel like I released so much stuff. And then I look at my shirt and like my whole sleeve is just like covered. And I'm like, this is just gross. Like,
I'm just so glad I'm not like,
I'm just so grossed out by myself
in school anymore. Cause I remember like, I'm pretty sure like so many people did this. Like, but like, I think most people go to school when they have a cold, right?
I don't know. Maybe not now because of like the whole Panera.
Yeah.
The whole panty coming on. But like back in the day, like, I don't know if it's just Nebraska, but like,
yeah,
people went to school with like excruciating colds.
Because like, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but like, I remember being in school and like being so embarrassed because I sneezed so hard and there was like snot on my shoulder. And it was like, this is embarrassing.
No, but
I always
want
to do it. Yeah, like I wasn't the only
people,
one.
People would go up to the Kleenex box and just let loose. And I remember always just being like proud of them because I never had the confidence to go to the Kleenex box and just let loose. No. I had to do it in the bathroom.
Oh, well, because I didn't want to just do a big load in front of everyone.
Some people are just like, like so, in the middle of the room.
What I always did was get a Kleenex and just blap my little snot. Because I just, there's like bravery, just like you said, involved in doing like busting it. That's like, that is intense. But yeah,
those
like,
people go on to be the CEOs.
I know, they just
they just ruled it. They're just blowing the nose, like releasing it so loud in the middle of a quiet test.
I know, it's like,
no embarrassment, no shame.
Yeah, like I've just felt a sore throat, runny nose. Yeah, I've had it for 4 days. Today's the fifth day, and like, I'm actually starting to feel better. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think the reason my mind lasted so long is because I started to feel good around like day four, and then I worked out like 2 days in a row. Like this, like kind of, I like decided to randomly, while having a cold, I decided to do a more intense workout routine 2 days in a row, and then the next day I woke up and I was sick again. So either it's sickness number two or it's the same one. But we just wanted to say that we know there's people out there right now who are also suffering with the super cold. We feel ya. We feel ya.
Yeah, like, even though you might be on, like, day two, like, you're gonna get through it. And if you're unmotivated, like, just rest for a day.
Yeah, I am annoyed because there's people who have been around us, like, and they didn't get sick. So now I'm just thinking, like, are we hot Cheeto boys? Like, why is our immune system getting us sick, but these other hoes are just fine?
Yeah.
That's obviously are hot Cheeto boys.
I thought
with bad immune systems.
A meatball boy because you guys had a cold for, like, 3 days and I didn't. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm just so healthy because, like, I always eat, like, chickpeas and stuff. But then I realized, like, I did get the cold. So, like, I'm just a meatball boy.
Quarter pounders, boy. Bro of the week. We actually only have two more bros of the weeks left ever. We don't know if we'll ever bring it back, but there's two more left, guys. And this week is Emily, also known as M Dizzle on Patreon. We do not have a Patreon anymore, but for those who did participate, thank you so much. You guys all might remember M Dizzle. That was her little, you know, sort of code name on the Patreon.
I actually do remember M Dizzle.
I know. I think I remember her in the live streams.
I remember
the live streams were iconic. Like, you had to be there.
Oh, yeah.
They're just never, so fun.
Never seen again. They're all private.
Oh, yeah. It kind of made me want to be a Twitcher. Is that what they call themselves? Twitchers? I feel like they don't.
Yeah. A Twitch. Oh, just streamer, I bet.
Oh, streamer. I kind of made me want to be one, kind of. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, I understand it. Like, because with videos, like, I sometimes feel like, okay, like, I'm going to kind of plan it out. But, like, with live streams, it's so fun how it's just, like, this is just literally just, like, me, and I'm just going to do it.
Oh, yeah. M Dizzle sent a photo. First of all, we just have a photo of M Dizzle by herself, but she also sent a photo with her boo that only me and Jacob can see.
Oh, okay. My boo.
Oh, my God. Her boo's wearing a, what's that called again? Why I cannot think of it?
You have one.
What is it called? Wait, why am I blanking on this easy ass thing? It's a type of hat, a bucket hat. But yeah, bucket hat boyfriend. Okay, cute.
That'd be a good song. with my bucket hat boyfriend. Okay.
Oh my god, that actually would be.
Okay, but why do that's I a always hit. Whenever I think of like song ideas, because like I'm always just like this sounds to be a good song idea. I always just steal another tune of another song. Like when I was singing it, I said with my bucket hat boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And what song is that? Like, wait, let me figure it out right now. Let me do a little pause. Mm-hmm. With my bucket hat boyfriend. Ooh, Dennis. Oh, it's a SZA song.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, I just literally
But I still like that title, Bucket Hat Boyfriend. That's like a, that's a TikTok hit.
Yeah, because like, and you make it all like, went to the coffee shop.
Oh yeah, Bucket Hat Boyfriend.
That's actually like a hit though.
Oh, thank you, M. Dizzle. M. Dizzle also wrote, I listen to the pod at work. Okay, if you're at work right now, go off. I work at a dinosaur museum. So while I'm cleaning bones, I'm listening to you guys. Wait, she's cleaning actual bones of dinosaurs. Listening to the bro show, like we're somehow like in that vibe, like somehow our bro show energy is getting into the dinosaur bones that were from like prehistoric times.
That's amazing. I just never.
It was full circle.
I know, like I just never knew, like I was speaking to dinosaurs. So thanks,
that is so cool. That what were you gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say thank you for supporting the Patreon.
Oh yeah, thank you so much, M Dizzle.
Oh, and watching the podcast. Yeah,
keep on. That's so cool that you get to work with dinosaur bones. Like that is cool.
I know. Do you have like an insider of like are they like have there been people going into the museum like getting the DNA so they can recreate dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah.
Like have there been like archaeologists doing that? Like is it actually gonna happen? Do you have insider tea?
Oh yeah. Are you for people recreating dinosaurs, even though they might destroy everyone?
I feel like it for sure scares me because like I could see it people saying like, okay, we're gonna put them in a cage, which obviously is kind of just torture, but like okay, they said they're gonna put them in a cage, so I'm just like, I mean, nothing's gonna happen, but then what if they multiply and then they kill everyone? So like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It would be cool if they had an island for them,
but then like I don't know if I'm for it.
Yeah, I think selfishly, if I don't think about any of the logistics, I'm like, do it now. Like, I just want to go to a dinosaur theme park and all this stuff. But don't actually get down to it. It just sounds kind of cruel to the dinosaurs because we're bringing the species back. But then you know something bad will happen. It's like, oh my God, they hurt someone. It's like, no shit, they're a dinosaur. And then they kill them all. And it's like, so now they're all just got murdered. It's like now I just almost think they should just stay dead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then again, I had the TV on a random channel yesterday when I was just bored. And there was this Bigfoot show. And like Bigfoot like can be considered a dinosaur. What I mean by that is like he's probably
mystical
so
creature.
Huge. And like he's on Earth.
Yeah, that's true. And he's minding his own business.
I don't know what Bigfoot is. But what?
No, they're minding their own business in the forest.
Yeah, like I actually do want to go on a Bigfoot retreat because
that'd be so fun.
I've hated so many times saying if these Bigfoot shows are just dumb as F, but like yesterday, like I kind of understood like the magic behind Bigfoot.
I kind of even believe Slender Man in a way. Like I believe all these weird things. Like unless someone just made them all up, like I just believe that like somehow like they are. I think there's like stuff on Earth that's just kind of creepy that we don't know about.
I feel like this sounds so funny, but I feel like there's like mystical, like there's like mystical things or like ghosts or whatever, but like they can appear and disappear because like,
oh yeah,
because like I don't know, I just feel like there's like creepy shit.
But thank you so much, M Dizzle, when you're the second to last bro of the week.
I know,
thank you so much for supporting.
It means a ton.
Do they know? Like, did people somehow know from the bones of dinosaurs and the DNA how they communicated with one another? Because what if we brought dinosaurs back to Earth and they just, like, spoke? They spoke like they could speak any language on Earth that humans could speak.
Wait, but wouldn't that be in, like, recorded history?
Like, how would they know? Because no humans were alive back then. But, I mean, like, yeah. Like, what if we bring dinosaurs back to life and they just, they learn English or Spanish and they're just like, what's up, guys? Like,
that
how's it all going?
That would be so interesting. Like, maybe, like, they will solve everything.
That's what I mean. They could be the solution.
Yeah.
So maybe we should bring them back. Discuss in the comments below.
We have the power to bring them back.
Keep it civil. If someone disagrees with you in the comments about bringing the dinosaurs back, just keep it civil and go back and forth in debates. I wanted to bring a little science moment to the podcast, which I already talked to Jacob about. ASAP Science. Great YouTubers. Great content involving science, interesting things.
They uploaded a video a month ago that I really liked. I forgot what it was. Oh, it was about sleeping and how it's so important.
Oh, yeah. I almost like don't like watching those types of videos. And it stresses me out about sleeping.
Oh, it does.
So I'm like, it's so important, like shit. And then I'm like stressed about it.
Oh, yeah. Like sleep, like sleeping is so important. But yeah, it does suck because like last night I didn't get quality sleep. I was up for like 3 hours. So like I'm affected by that.
Yeah, but apparently it does like affect everything. Physical health, mental health, like everything.
So like if you can get your 8 hours to 9 hours of sleep a night.
Potential spam just called me. Anyway.
You want a free blizzard?
Probably that's what they're gonna say. So the ASAP science thing. So I'm just gonna do a little test on everyone. Okay, so just answer along at home. So let's just, I'm going to give you a little scenario. Let's say tomorrow me and you have a meeting, and the meeting is at noon. Okay. You have it in your calendar that you're meeting me tomorrow at noon. But then I send you a text message and say, actually, noon doesn't work. Can we move it forward 2 hours? What do you think that means? Would you think it means 2 p.m. or 10 a.m.? If I said, let's move the meeting forward 2 hours from noon. And Jacob and I both had the same answer. We said 2 p.m.
Yeah. Well, I thought you asked me it differently. You said if it was at 2. But
you still said 4. So
we answered the same way.
So if you answer 2 p.m. like Jacob and I, it means you have ego-moving time perspective.
Well, egotistical.
Yes, like we're really involved in our ego. Like we see us moving through time. Like, we see, like, time is a thing, and, like, we're moving through it. Like, if you answered 2 p.m. and you have what Jacob and I have, the ego moving time, also, like, for the holidays, if you're looking forward to them, you'd be thinking, I'm excited to get to the holidays. Which, like, I actually don't know if that's how I think, to be honest. But.
Well, just before we get to the other one, like, this is the better way to think, by the way.
I'm joking. Neither is good, neither is bad.
I'm just joking.
But, like, do you agree, since you answered 2 p.m., do you think, like, if you're thinking of your birthday, like, your 21st birthday, are you, like, I cannot wait to get there. Do you think your birthday is going to come to you? I guess you kind of do.
To be honest, like, I guess I actually, like, this question is accurate because, like, what, like, that fact is to Christmas or to, like, my 24th. Like, it is, like, I'm going to my 24th. Yeah, like time isn't making me go into my 24th.
Yeah, I guess whatever.
Yeah, so that is true. Yeah.
I guess whatever one you have out of these two, like, you don't, it's weird to think other people have a different one. So the other one, if you answered 10 a.m. if you had said thought the meeting was at noon, thought it was moving forward 2 hours, you would think it was 10 a.m., I guess. And that is time moving perspective, where you see yourself as still and time happens through you. So, like, they would think they'd be like, I cannot wait for Christmas to come to me. Which, like, to my mind, like, that's more egotistical. Like, you think Christmas is coming to you?
Okay, but this is so interesting. I love, like, stuff like this.
They think they're, like, just stagnant or whatever, and time, like, happens to them. That's, like, interesting. Okay. I just didn't even know people. Since I am the other one, like, I guess I didn't even know, like, people viewed it as that.
It's kind of cool, like, though. That one dress. Like, I feel like I can't see. I think I saw, like, white and pink. But, like, I can't see the blue and what.
Oh, you saw the gold?
I think I did.
Oh, my God. The other one was the yin-yang, or what was it?
Oh, yin-yang.
Oh, Yanny Laurel.
Yeah. If there's any other of those guys, put them in the comments, and maybe we could do, like, a full episode of, like, things that mess with your mind.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, which one are you guys? Ego time moving or time moves through you? You know, just a little fun fact to know about yourself.
Yeah, time is, like, very, it's a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
Wait, we haven't talked about how we're both bald.
Oh, yeah!
So, randomly last week, bless you. Randomly last week, we just, like, it kind of, like, for me, like, okay, I've been thinking for a while, I want to shave my head again.
Yeah.
I just wanted to. And then, like, we just did it.
I wasn't even planning on it. Like, I've been trying to, like, grow out my hair, like, that type of vibe, after I shaved it a couple months ago. But then I was like, I guess I'll just shave it, too. So I ruined all my progress. But I did shave my head, and I actually, it's funny because, like, since we shaved our heads again, we were already bald a few months ago. TikTok somehow knows I shaved my head and I'm bald.
For real?
Yeah, because I got like a bald TikTok where this guy, I think he was, I looked at, like, his whole profile because I, like, once I saw him, I was, like, interested, and he is also 28, and he said something about, he was at a social event, and he was flirting with a guy, and the guy was, like, all into him. And he had a beanie on. But then he took the beanie off for a bit because his head was sweaty. And this is after the guy already gave him his... He already they exchanged numbers and stuff, and they were into each other. And then he texted the guy after he left. The bald guy texted the guy and was like, so, like, we should meet up. Like, that was so great. He didn't get response for, like, a week. And then a week later, the text just said, I was a little thrown off by the bald head.
That's
I wish I knew the name of the TikTok account.
I mean, it is like sad, but like, I'm just laughing because you just.
But he was just saying it was so funny, like, boo, what? Like, it's just so funny. He waited a week and all his stuff was like, I was thrown up by the bald head. He's like, what the hell? Like, why does that even matter? You know what I mean?
I think it'd be better, like, just not respond.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess that's actually a bad. But he was just saying it was funny. Like, he.
Yeah, you kind of have to laugh about it.
Yeah. But, like, obviously, you wouldn't want to date someone like that anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they care that much about being bald or not.
So, like, okay, so, like, I know I'm biased because I am kind of balding, but, like, but I'd actually be down to, like, if I got really bald, like, I'd be down to grow up my hair and, like, have a little bald butt in the back. It kind of would be look cool.
Oh, yeah.
It would kind of be a moment. Like, it would be cool.
Do you remember when we were in New York, we went to this play and we saw like a guy with that type of hair, like long hair, but like it was like all these like bald spots and stuff. And we were like, that's kind of like chic.
I know. Like I like it.
Yeah, it was chic. This podcast is sponsored by Chime. And we all know overdraft fees have gotten way out of hand. I bet you guys didn't know that in 2019, traditional banks took $11 billion in overdraft fees. With Chime, luckily, they do things a little bit differently than traditional banks. And you know, when your online banking account is kind of getting close to zero, the last thing you want to worry about is an overdraft fee because you're already like getting close to zero. Fortunately, Chime exists, and it's an award-winning app and debit card that has saved its members more than $10 billion in overdraft fees with SpotMe fee-free overdraft. Eligible members for this can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals with absolutely no fees.
Now, you deserve to have financial peace of mind. Join the millions of Americans already loving Chime. Sign up only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started today at Chime.com/LucasJacob. That's Chime.com/LucasJacob.
Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Chime member overdraft fee savings based on eligible members' use of SpotMe v. $33 average overdraft fee. Overdraft fee data based on bank rate, checking account survey, and CRL June 2020 overdraft fees report.
So yeah, shaved my head. Like, I actually shaved onto the skin. So I didn't have a razor. I just used like Lucas's shaver. So it didn't go to the skin. But then the next day I shaved it to the skin. You didn't shave yours to the skin though.
No.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about shaving it to the skin today. I might another day, but I didn't today. I kind of think the bust look is like the look that I'm sporting right now.
I like the buzzed.
Yeah, like just
not
like
a completely like shaved or whatever.
Yeah, but it is kind of funny looking like Mr. Clean.
Oh yeah, he is a vibe.
For sure.
But I do have bad news since like we already just said earlier that we're kind of Hot Cheetos people.
Yeah.
Someone DM'd me about this, which I'm thankful that people know to DM me about this sort of news. There's a Hot Cheeto shortage.
What?
Have you heard about this?
No.
It's been going on for a while. And this is a little bit of a conspiracy because Frito-Lay, who owns Hot Cheetos, hasn't officially commented. They haven't confirmed nor denied if there's a Hot Cheetos shortage.
So it's just fake TikTok thing.
But people are online just going back and forth like, hey, have you noticed that? And maybe it's just my town, but there's nowhere to get Hot Cheetos. People are saying, same at my town. And then people are saying, some people are saying, oh, it's really hard to come by, but I still get a few packs. Some people are saying, my town literally has none. So like,
okay, I can't.
But like, no, but it's getting like, bad.
We're acting like this is a big deal.
This is from like meetu.com, M-I-T-U, something. It was something that.com. But it says, true Hot Cheetos lovers are known to grab a bag every time they hit a gas station or grocery store, even devising recipes, including flaming hot mozzarella sticks and blah, blah, blah. And they said, as expected, the shortage has people freaking out with hundreds of replies on one tweet about the news alone. So people are freaking out.
Oh, my.
And people on Reddit have come up with theories about it. So Frito-Lay, I actually remember hearing about this. The workers at Frito-Lay did go on strike last summer.
I heard about that.
So they're saying maybe that is what's going on. Maybe it's they're not on strike anymore, but maybe that just delayed the chain and Frito-Lay doesn't want to officially comment.
But also with stuff like this, with Hot Cheetos, it could be a thing where they're not commenting because, like, maybe they're kind of doing it on purpose to build up hype, which is a good idea. Like with some of this, like, stuff of, like, this stuff is out of stock. It makes the stuff do way better.
So, oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if, like, I feel like Kylie Jenner should say, like, my lip kit, I don't have, the ingredients are nowhere to be found, and it's gone for you.
She kind of did do that in the beginning, though.
She did do that?
Remember, like, with the selling out all the time? Which was all just, like, a marketing thing?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it, like, because obviously she could just, she probably had way more, like, in stock.
But they would buy, the theory is that they would buy, like, an amount they knew would sell out in 10 minutes because it just builds up hype. Because there's, it's sort of the same thing as a shortage. Like, once something seems like it's not readily available, like, you do want it.
Yeah, because, like, I'm just thinking about it, which, like, okay, I don't know if this is true, but I'm thinking, like, Kylie Jenner, the first lip kit, she bought 5,000
units. You say lip kit.
Oh, lip kit, lip kit. She bought 5,000 units, which is a lot. Like, but I feel like if I was home management, I would be like, okay, like, obviously you're going to sell this out. You have like 50 million followers. Like at this time, she probably had that many followers. But like, that is a genius idea because it's like, that's going to sell out in like a minute. So then like.
And then it gets all these news articles like, it sold out so fast.
Then like, everyone's like, wait, it's like the new thing.
Yeah.
Like everyone, there was like. 2 months where everyone wanted it. I know. Swear. It was like, it was, can we talk about like this, like, I'm just going to call it an illusion. This illusion that we were all in.
I know.
Like, that mind control.
I know. And like the liquid lips, I remember like people wearing them. Like we've already talked about this on the podcast, but like it always makes people's lips look so chapped, which I'm sure there's liquid lips out there that don't do this. But I remember like in the Kylie lip kit heyday, like what was it like 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Probably 2016, 15, 17.
But, people just had these dried up lips putting this matte lip stuff on. I remember like thinking it was cool at the time because I was like, I guess this is the trend. But like looking back, like I don't know what happened.
Yeah, like maybe the formula has changed, but like I remember being like, what?
You didn't think it would dry out your lips so hard that they get like scrunched?
Yeah, like
because like wrinkles on them because they'd be getting pruned.
And this is from like my own experience. Like I think I've tried it, and I mean, but like. It squishes your lips.
I know. It just dries them.
Yeah, but I remember hearing that like you have to put like lip balm on before or something.
Oh, yeah.
From a makeup expert.
But I just wonder, do people still buy Kylie lip kit? I mean, lip kits? Like, obviously they do because it's a $1 billion business. But like, do people still buy it? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, like, I'm assuming people do, but it is like interesting. Like, I'd be so interested to know like, what's like the profits? Like, what's like how much is she selling?
Because I do watch a lot of like vloggers who like wear makeup and they like show the, like getting ready with them and part of the vlog. I haven't seen anyone use Kylie lip kit.
Like, it kind of is the same thing as these celebrity fragrances. Like, I think in my head sometimes, like who buy these? And this isn't even me trying to be like they don't deserve success or like that type of vibe. I just wonder like who buys these, but. All these celebrities keep doing it. So, like, I just, like, feel like these, they just somehow make so much money. Like, they're in, like, Macy's all around the world. So, like,
That's true.
Just make millions, I guess.
Maybe, like, everyone owns a Kylie lip kit, but they just don't pull it out that often.
Yeah, but
it's still in the drawer.
It's also at Ulta. So, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm guessing, like, some parents is buying it for their kid.
Oh, yeah, but, I just wanted to let you guys know that there is a Hot Cheetos shortage and.
So, like, what's your theory? Like, we need to get down to this. Like, actually. Kind of got interrupted with Kylie Jenner.
I just a little suspicious that they aren't commenting on it. I feel like they don't want to bring attention that they were, like, didn't have good conditions for their workers, so their workers literally went on strike against them.
Oh.
They don't want to bring attention to that. That's the reason why there's a shortage. Frito-Lay is a bad company. They don't want that in the media.
I could see that, because if they say there's a shortage, you automatically think there's a shortage because of the strike, because you didn't... Because
you treated your workers bad.
Yeah, so then it brings attention to that. So... They'll probably, I thought there wasn't a shortage, but this is a good thing. Like, there actually is, like, low-key a shortage.
I just want to, if anyone works at the Hot Cheeto Factory, I just want to know, like, did you have to wear goggles? Because, like, that Cheeto stuff is in the air.
Oh,
you have burning eyes.
Yeah, because it's dust, so obviously it goes everywhere, you know?
Oh, my God, I'm coughing every second.
Like, it's dust, so it goes everywhere.
I don't, Cheeto dust. Like, Cheeto dust, but, like, the hot kind would be
also,
bad.
Also, this brings me to the topic of, I've always wondered... How ahead do these companies get? So, like, with this Hot Cheeto delay, I always kind of assumed that, like, let's just say, what's the company?
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay. I thought they were, like, not even joking, like, 5 years ahead. Like, I thought they had 5 years worth of hot Cheetos.
They probably do, though, right?
Just because gets overdue. I would assume it doesn't get overdue for, like, 30 years.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, that's what I want to know, because are they only, like, 2 months ahead? Because I just assume that, like, stuff that doesn't go overdue quick, they're, like, so ahead. Just to be prepared, like, if shortages do happen.
Yeah, I don't know. They must not be. They must only be, like, 4 months ahead.
Yeah, and they actually, like, need to make it on the spot.
That's just crazy. I haven't bought hot Cheetos recently, but I want to, like, see now, like, where we live. Are the gas stations still packing them, or is it affecting the Midwest?
Even if it is full stock at the local gas station, I think I'm going to remove all of it and then do a TikTok saying, guys, Fritos out of stock. But I haven't really had these, I don't think, but I think I'm more of the vibe of Funyuns hot. I don't even think I've had them.
Wait, they have Funyuns has hot?
It's literally a thing.
Oh my, I remember Funyuns used to be so good.
Funyuns, like, that's fucking funny.
I feel like I don't live in a world where these things exist anymore.
Funyuns.
Like, when I think back to, like, high school and stuff, like, Funyuns were, like, always around, but, like, how come now as an adult, like, Funyuns are never around?
Yeah, like, well, I think the equivalent to Funyuns now is the stuff that's on top of green bean casserole.
Oh, those little crunchies.
That's the equivalent of, like, adult Funyuns.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even have those in Pokeballs.
Yeah, it's like the adult version of a Funyun.
Can we just talk about how regular ass Cheetos are just gross as fuck?
Wait, crunchy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like crunchy.
But
puffy.
Puffs are so good.
But I do have to admit, recently I've got ghost out because, I'm not even joking, be funny, but with so many chip brands, I hate how they get stuck to your teeth.
Oh, in, like, the teeth.
Yeah, like, deep in the teeth.
In the, like, valleys?
Yeah, like, you could stop eating the chips 2 hours ago. You want to brush your teeth, but you can't because those, like, piles of Cheetos.
I know, they get stuck.
Yeah, and then I just picture, like, I picture these Cheeto people, like, kissing other people and, like, you just,
oh my god, I've never done a Cheeto kiss. But has anyone here, we know a lot of you guys are into Cheetos and stuff like us, but, like, have you ever had a Cheeto makeout? I want to know all the deeds.
I could.
Or have you ever made out with someone where you're like, they've been eating Cheetos
recently?
I could feel
like some people are like, oh my gosh, I love that.
Oh yeah, probably. I mean, it tastes good, but, like, how come the thing is, like, we like the taste of Cheetos, but you wouldn't want it if you're kissing someone? But, like, why not? Because it's good.
Yeah, like,
but why is it gross in a kissing? Like, for example, I love pizza. I love chicken nuggets. But if I'm kissing someone and I get a chicken nugget taste, it's gross for some reason.
But it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it's like, I like it in another situation, so why does it have to be weird now?
Yeah, same with, like, I don't think it should be gross having hair in food. Like, people are cooking the food, so there's going to be a chance there's a hair in the food, you know?
I don't care if somebody I know made something and there's hair, I literally feel no amount of grossness.
But if I'm being honest, I do feel a little bit gross.
If it's like a family member or something?
Oh, no. I mean, like, if I'm at Panera Bread and I'm eating chicken noodle soup and, like, there's a hair in it, I do feel gross.
That's gross and you don't know the person because I don't know their hygiene, how they're living. But, like, if it's someone I know, I'm like, oh, I'm down to have, like, their hair in my food.
Yeah, it's kind of like a connection.
Yeah, but, like, but even when I'm eating in a place and I see hair, I just pick it out and, like, keep eating.
Yeah, to be honest, like, the only way I'd be so grossed out is the scenario just listed. Something about soup with hair in it is disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I've literally one time seen a bug in food and ate it.
Where?
At that one Italian restaurant.
Oh, at our old town.
Yeah, with it. Food was so good. You guys, I don't understand. Like, the food was so good. And, like, there was a bug and I was just like, whatever. Like, they're going through some issues, but just pick out the bug and keep eating. And I was fine.
I remember.
Do we sound like really gross people?
Well, I remember I was so grossed out.
It was the tiniest little bug, by the way.
I was probably like 10. And I remember telling mom when we got home, like, because I think she was like saying like dinner or something. Because she was just saying like, this is what's for dinner or something. Yeah. And I remember actually being like, I'm never going to eat again.
Wait, because why?
Because there was a bug in the food. I remember being like, I'm never eating again.
Oh, wait, because there's a bug in mom's food?
No, there's a bug in that food, so then we came home.
Oh, you were grossed out when we ate it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we were eating it, but, like, I didn't even know in this situation you were grossed out.
Yeah, like, I would be like, I'm never going to eat again.
Oh, my God. So what do you think when we kept eating it?
Wait.
Did we keep eating it? Okay, I'm trying to think. We definitely did not waste it, because this food was good.
I remember, like, we low-key, like, still ate it. But what I do remember is we went across the street, And we discussed how grossed out we were.
Yeah. It was like when you're in the moment of like, you're wait, you order food at a restaurant, the food comes and you're so excited that you're kind of blind to everything. Like you see a bug and you keep eating. But then afterwards when you're full, you realize how gross it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the food is so good, but then it's like, wait, why did I eat ants?
Yeah, you get caught up in the moment.
Something that I want to mention about like the Cheeto mouth and stuff that I just thought of right now. I was on Twitter earlier today and Cardi B tweeted, why when people eat the box with ice, it's so good?
Wait, I saw this exact same tweet. I'm not kidding.
So first of all, I didn't know until like 6 months ago or 8 months ago what box, but it means vagina.
So I, oh yeah, so I, she was saying she loves when she gets eaten out with someone have ice in their mouth.
And I like I looked at the replies and people were like, oh, this is so good.
Did
like,
you see the mango one?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the funniest reply.
Wait, are people, this is so funny to me, are people eating vagina with smoothies? Like, are people putting a smoothie in people's vagina and smoking it?
That's what creeped me out. Someone replied, because she said ice, and it's like, oh, that's kind of cute and fun. Like, it's just water, you know? You take a shower, water touches your vagina. But then somebody commented below and brought it to a whole new level. They said, like, yeah, my guy does it eating mangoes. And, like,
he puts
chocolate, all this shit. And it's like, what? Like, that's going to cause an infection.
You can't just
put chocolate in your vag, I'm guessing. Like, that is going to cause, because aren't vaginas, like, so sensitive with, like, getting infections all the time?
Like, yeast infections and stuff?
Like, if you had a like you said, like, he thought it was a blender. He thought it was a ninja blender.
Didn't she also say, like, whipped cream on the top? That's fucking funny.
That's just funny. I never knew fruit got involved.
Wait, so I was like, I'm actually curious. So like, do they eat it while they're... Okay, this is like going to get really vivid. But do they eat it while they're licking the vagina? Or do they like put it in the vagina and eat it out? Like I'm...
That's weird. Thing, like with ice, it's like just in your mouth or whatever. But like with mango, you do have to chew. So like, are you chewing? But then what if you accidentally bite the like vag? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I was picturing in my head with someone getting a ninja, blending up mango and, like, strawberry, and literally, I was literally picturing, like, it was just for, like, half a second, but now I'm, like, picturing it more, pulling it into someone's vagina and adding whipped cream on the top. Also, that's what I was picturing, like, literally.
Also, I'm stressed out for their bed. Like, their bed is sticky. Their bed is just an ant vest.
Wait.
Like, you better be washing your bed after that, because maybe it's just a sticky fruit vag bed. Like, get it sorted out.
To be honest, I think they were doing it just, like, as a joke.
But it was funny, because everyone was, like, replying to Cardi's thing, being like, yes, like, I love that and all stuff. But then when that person wrote the mango thing, people wrote, like, bitch, what? Everyone was weirded out. And someone said something about, like, the pH of your, like, your pH is going to be all messed up.
Oh, yeah, like...
I'm happy with, like, male genitals. Like, we don't have to worry about pH. Like, that would... I feel for you guys. I don't even know what that really means, but, like, isn't there a thing where, like, they just have to worry about a lot more, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, way more intense down there.
Yeah.
But, I thought it was so interesting, like, without even, like, the reply of mango and vaginas, like, I just thought it was interesting, like, I just liked learning that, like, I guess some females, like, some people with vaginas like getting eaten out with ice and the porcelain doing it with ice in the
mouth. But Cardi was just asking, like, it's just so funny she even writes stuff like that and you actually get down to it. She's like a Grammy winner. She's like so effing famous, but she still just like tweets like she doesn't have a following, which I love.
Yeah, like she
is... I don't even think she's putting it on. Like, I'm trying to be relatable. It's actually just being herself.
Yeah, I think she just wanted to tweet it, you know?
I know, I love it.
I know, it is like authentic.
But,
okay, done with eating mango out of vaginas.
This is a little fun fact. Nothing really to say about it. J-Lo invented Google Images.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I guess, in 2000, February of the year 2000, so 21 years ago, Jennifer Lopez wore a Versace gown to the Grammy Awards, which had people freaking out so much that so many people were Googling for it. So, the CEO of Google at the time was like, why don't we have a search just for images? Because, like, apparently people want to see J-Lo in this dress so bad. Like, we should add a new tab for images. So that was how it happened.
Oh, so this is when they added the tab for images?
Yeah. All because of J-Lo's Versace dress.
What year was this?
2000.
Wait, Google was around in 2000?
I guess.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy. I definitely never went on Google back then. I don't even know if we had, like, internet
really. Wasn't it a thing in, like, the... In, like... Okay, I don't know exactly when, like, the first computer, but, like, I think 70s, 80s, and, like, probably kind of the 90s. Didn't, like, only, like, rich people have, personal computers?
I think.
That's what I... Oh, like businesses, too.
I don't know. I remember when the internet first happened, like around like the early 2000s. Ask Jeeves was the search engine, which I liked more.
Oh, wait. That like rings a bell. Like, I don't think I've used it, but yeah. Like, probably like you guys talking about it.
It was just like, another search engine that somehow got passed by Google so hard. But
oh, like,
wasn't
like,
it also Bing?
I think Bing, okay, I don't know, but I feel like Bing is still succeeding, but obviously not as much as Google, but I feel like Bing is like doing okay.
Yeah, I want to see if Ask Jeeves is doing good.
Oh, like Yahoo, like kind of is one.
Oh, so it's actually ask.com now, Ask Jeeves. But oh, the reason why I liked Ask is because I liked the illusion that on Ask Jeeves or whatever, you could ask a question and it would answer. But that actually isn't how it worked. But
wait, so what, like, because when I think of ask.com, I just think of people asking questions, but you could search random stuff and like articles would pop up on Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know. Because you think about your Google searches, is like most of them are like questions.
Yeah.
Like, can you do this? Like, how do you do this?
I shop online a lot because the holidays are coming up. And other than that, I'm just shopping online because it's easy. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online and we've all seen that promo code fail taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
So here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite websites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons, wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that website, and if Honey does find a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Our family is doing a Secret Santa gift exchange type thing. I did use Honey on the website. It was a sporting apparel website, and I used Honey, saved $6 on my Secret Santa gift. I saved money and they're still gonna get the gift they want. And it was super easy.
Honey has saved its 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the Bro Show podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. Wait, like, it's so funny, like, Google searches. Because, like, I think if I look through my Google searches, it's just funny.
Also, I want to just know, like, what did I do before I had a phone that could have Google? Because, like, I swear every day, like, there's multiple times where I Google a question that I'm just curious about. But, like, before that, I just had these questions in my mind and didn't answer them, or I just didn't even have these questions because I didn't even know there wasn't a way to answer them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, now
oh.
I always constantly am just, like, trying to figure, like, answering, just getting stuff answered on Google. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe.
Just, like, random shit.
Oh, yeah, I always do that, too. Yeah. I guess, like, you probably just would have wondered it, and then, like, when you got home, if you really, like, cared, like, you might remember to Google it.
Or for most of it, would I just not have even ever known? Like, say, for example, I'm watching a Netflix show, and I say, oh, I wonder how old Reese Witherspoon is right now. Like, I just would have never found it out back then. But, like, oh, nowadays, yeah. I have to check right then. You know what I mean?
I feel like me coughing and, like, both of us coughing, just, like, the ultimate, like... Like, you guys are just gross.
Oh, you know, you gotta come to work.
I've actually tried to eliminate that for my personality, though. Like
being sick?
No, like, Googling people's ages.
Okay, why is that such a thing?
The reason why...
whenever you Google a celebrity, the first result is always age after. Like, everyone's Googling
it. Yeah, like, it isn't for sure just, like, a me thing. But, like, I feel like I get... Like, the reason why I don't want to do it is because I feel like I, like... When I tell someone's age, I instantly compare myself. So, like... So like,
oh, that's true. So like where they 40. Are in their life.
Yeah, so they're like 40, and then I'm like, okay, so like by the time I'm 40, like I'm like be like accomplished.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Whatever, but like I feel like deep down, like it does do something to me. That's like
oh
negative.
For sure. I feel like that is the main reason people Google ages because they want to see. Maybe some people do it because they're actually just curious, but you want to like compare yourself to them or something. And be like, okay, so they accomplished this at 33. So like, okay, I have like this many more years before I also have to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Or like, it could also be like another reason could be like, oh, they're like 50. That's why they look so old. Like, I don't really do that, yeah. But like, I feel like that's another like reason why people do it.
Oh yeah.
How did we get? Oh, J-Lo invented Google Images.
Yeah, she did that.
I don't ever search images. Do you do that? Like, have an image and search it. Like, I mean, they do this on Catfish a lot. Well,
you
oh, get
I've never
image.
Done that. Like reverse searched image. Reverse no. image search.
I
don't
ever do that. Which, like, Catfish, I always wonder, like, why the people didn't do that already, but...
I know, it's like most of you guys just want to be on TV because you know this person who you're trying to FaceTime. They don't have a working camera. It's been 3 years. You know it's not real, but you just want to go on Catfish, and that's fine.
And I also, I think it's that, but then self-sabotage. I think they deep down, some of the people on Catfish knew it was fake. But they just, they love the illusion of like, oh, I love this person in Florida. But they knew it was a catfish, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah. Something else that I want to talk about was, can we talk about how, like, we, oh, first of all, someone commented on our last podcast, the podcast URL for the video. And I looked at the podcast URL for our last podcast video.
Yeah.
And it had gay, like, in all caps.
What? We're getting trolled by the algorithm.
I know. I've, like, someone at YouTube, like, randomly watched a podcast and said, they're so gay.
And how's that put gay in every URL?
Because it was, like, all caps and the rest was lowercase. So it was
that
so funny.
That is funny.
But can we talk about how, like, there was every, like, 2 years, there's, like, a new person that everyone on the internet jokingly hates.
Oh, yeah, that is a thing.
Yeah, like how in 2018-19, it was Noah Centineo. Everyone was like, everyone was like, he's so cringy. And by the way, like I'm not saying I'm above this. Like, if you go to my channel, I think there's a video of like me joking about Jacob Sartorius. And like
wasn't it because Noah Centineo always did like really like deep tweets where people like thought it was funny?
Yeah, and then like I think he might have also done those tweets of being like, hey, girl, come over. You know, like those, like,
oh, I miss that era.
F-boy tweets, you'd call
them. Do people still do that? Like, do the current TikTok guys, do they do that on Twitter? Like, do they?
100%.
Because back in the MadCon days, writing on Twitter, like, good night, beautiful. And it's like, I love you and I missed you. Like, writing, like, it's literally a text message to your girlfriend. Like, is that still a thing?
I would assume if I went to, like, the biggest male TikTok style, they would be doing that.
Yeah. But there
like
is
something like that.
That is funny that, like you said, the Jacob Sartorius, the Noah Centineo, even Justin Bieber back in the day, like, there was such a thing online, like, way back in the day where everyone was like, ew, like, we hate him. But then the thing is that these people who we've mentioned so far, they also have a gigantic amount of people that's obviously way bigger than they hate. People who, like, are obsessed with them and, like are they're like a heartthrob to them, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe, like, whenever there's a heartthrob guy, people, like, kind of want to make fun of him on the sidelines, you know?
Yeah, because, like, there is, you can obviously, if you, like, if you see so much of someone, you can, like, point out something that's cringy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's so interesting, because, like, because I feel like most people that, like, make fun of them are, like, doing it jokingly.
Oh, yeah, that is the funny thing about this type of, like, it's just, like, everyone online comes up with this inside joke where they think it's funny to make fun of this one person for something, but, like, they don't, like, actually hate that person, but it would suck to be that person because it feels like it feels like everyone's just making fun of you, but at the end of the day, it's, like, out of love, but it also, like, is just kind of rude, you know?
An example is, like, how everyone on, I remember when last year on TikTok, everyone did this, including, like, I actually did it. Ariana Grande, there's, like, photos of her, like, when her and Pete Davidson were dating, I really remember it. She would always have her sleeves cover her hands.
Oh, yeah. Her sweater would be so long you couldn't see her hands.
And then it became a joke on TikTok. I remember seeing so many TikToks about it. Well, people would say, Ariana Grande eating soup. And she'd put her whole sleeve in the soup and just eat it. And, like, they had so many likes. So, like, that was another one. Why? But when she saw it, she was like, yeah, like, why do I have so many haters? Oh, she might have been like that. I have no idea. But, like, in reality, like, all these people are just fans of you. And, like, yes, it sucks. Like, that sucks. But
oh, yeah. I wonder if she did, like, think she got the joke and was like, oh, I'll laugh at myself. Or if she was, like, I feel like maybe, who knows, maybe, do you think she was like, oh, my God, they're making fun of me and, like, they don't like me?
Yeah, I could see both ways.
Yeah, because in reality, like, everyone who did that whole thing, yeah, making fun of her for wearing, or poking fun at her for wearing long sweaters, it was like, we love her music. She's so talented. It's just, this is also, like, a funny thing to parody, you know?
Yeah, because it just was, like, it was just funny, like, thinking of her eating, like, a McFlurry with those hands.
Who even started that? Remember this thing, like, Ariana Grande washing her hands, and it was, like, with the sweater over the hands. It's, like, getting all, ruining the sweater.
There's, like, countless other ones.
Yeah, that is interesting, though, how the internet, like, makes someone a punching bag.
But the other thing about it is that I feel like there's these big ones that I can think of, like, Noah Centineo, Jacob Sartorius, but at the same time, I feel like once you get, like, a certain amount of, like, it's like Cardi B, like, since she's so famous, I feel like when she, like when she looks at, like, her Twitter replies, she actually, like, does feel like, wait, why does, like, the whole internet hate me, LOL?
Oh, yeah. I wonder how they do deal with that.
I think you just wouldn't look at your Twitter replies. Because, like, when you look at... Okay, like, with Twitter, like, when you look at anybody's reply that's, like, famous or whatever, like, and they get so many replies, like, 1,000 replies, like, sometimes the top ones are, like, so mean.
Or do they still do that thing where they write, like, make better music and all this stuff?
Yeah, like, so, I think they do.
But I think that was, like, a Stan Twitter joke, but, like, it would always be on the top comment of every single artist tweet, like, make better music, like, I'm completely done, like, I tried to give you a chance.
Oh, yeah.
But it was on everybody's thing.
But then, meanwhile, they have, like, number ones and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That is interesting.
I know. But, like, yeah, basically... Like, who's the person now?
Huh.
I'm trying to actually think. Wait, who's the person that we all hate?
I don't participate in this one. But this one's kind of like a... I feel like the Shawn Mendes one.
Oh!
Everyone's saying he's gay. I feel like that's the current one. That's the current one where, like, I think everyone doesn't think... I think everyone, like, knows... Like, he's, like, dated girls. Like, I don't think he would just be hiding in the... I think, you know, he for sure is attracted to girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I think it's just a joke people call him gay. Or do they actually think he's gay?
Well, first of all, I need to talk about the whole entire analysis of the situation. This has been bubbling under for like 3 years. I remember when I was like a junior in high school. Someone that was in my school that was gay was talking to me and saying, do you think Shawn Mendes is gay? So like, what I'm trying to say is that the beginning of this Shawn Mendes gay thing started... With a smaller group of people thinking that he was gay.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. But then I think now, like, when I think that there's so many people on TikTok saying, like, have you, like, joking about it or something?
On your TikTok for you page, like, a TikTok comes up of, like, this really gay thing, like, something so gay on your TikTok homepage. And then you look at the comments, and the first one's like, this is on Shawn Mendes' For You page.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that, but
I've seen that multiple times.
Yeah, I think, I feel like... It's like a new day and age, like even just from like 2019. So like, if I had to guess, I feel like he fully like knows the situation is like mostly like just for jokes.
Yeah, that does suck, but
yeah, because like it is so weird. Because like obviously like I don't know, it would be so weird because like what he can't really do anything about it.
Yeah, isn't it also just because he's like does feminine things?
Yeah.
When he said, like, it's giving share or whatever. Like, people say, like, you're gay. But it's like, then also the internet's like, guys are allowed to be feminine. Like, it doesn't mean anything about their sexuality.
It doesn't make sense.
But then, like, a guy is feminine. They're like, gay.
Oh, like, it's also, like, the kind of thing where it's like, I'm not perfect. But, like, how, like, Evan was saying, like, people were so mean to Britney Spears back in the day. Meanwhile, like, all these social media influencers... All these people are tweeting them, like, the most horrible things.
Oh, yeah. But then, like, in 10 years, they'd be like, that was so horrible.
Yeah, so it's kind of just, like, at, like, a certain point, it is kind of just, like, you should just, like, actually, like, do what you're preaching about.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, we're kind of all hypocritical, you know?
That's true. That's the thing.
Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? Let me see. I don't think so. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
We have a few emails.
Oh, let's get into them. But first, I need to go pee.
Oh, I'm...
Let's get into these juicy emails.
While Jacob was peeing, I listened to my voicemail from the spam call I had earlier.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
It was saying, let's talk about the student loans that you have to pay off. It's saying, like, you actually can get them all, like, done or whatever. What's that thing? Oh, like, what's that word for, like, when they give it to you? Or whatever. But, like, they're basically saying, like, we can get all of your student loans paid. It's like, do I even go to college? So.
Oh, yeah, like, I have this one email where, like, at this point, the whole entire inbox is just spam. Quicken Loans, get your loans paid easier.
Oh, yeah, it's so annoying to do. But if you actually just, every time you get them, click unsubscribe, it does go away. But then it always keeps coming back. So there's really no way to get away with it.
Have you noticed that some of them clicking on unsubscribe is kind of sketchy? Because I think it's going to lead me to another more. Scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I just...
Because it's like, why would the... Because when these, like, fake Costco say... Okay, like, reward, it's not even a real Costco. Like, why would they actually let you unsubscribe if it's all just fake? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, obviously, when you unsubscribe, it doesn't actually unsubscribe you because it's a spam email anyway.
Yeah,
because
what I would assume, like, if you unsubscribe, then it's like why would they care if you unsubscribe? Because they obviously are just going to keep sending
you. Yeah, because if you unsubscribe from, like, Nike or something, like, they will actually not send you emails. But if you, like, these fake ones being like, this is AT&T, you have a bill. It's like, I don't even use AT&T. Like,
so, the only way is to block it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is a drama email. They said, I'm going to use fake names to protect identities. Okay. It said, so I'm friends with Chuck and Nate. but I'm also really close with their parents and go to the family events often. Once, Chuck and Nate went out of town for a bachelor party, so I hung out with Chuck's parents to go out and get some food. So she has these two friends. She's really close with them. And she's so close with them that she hung out with the parents without the friends.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Said while there, while hanging out with the friends, Chuck's parents started getting drunk. So I was trying to keep up and was feeling pretty good. Once they were drunk, they started talking about some random family gossip. And they randomly said, Nate's dad isn't actually his dad. Yeah, he said his real dad isn't a mechanic, and yeah, they just never have told him that, like, the dad he thinks he's had his whole life isn't actually his dad. So she said
she was shocked. So she was hanging out with Nate's parents.
Yeah.
But the dad isn't actually his biological dad.
Yeah. He has a dad who's a mechanic in their town, but like the mom just knew like he's not a good guy, like I don't want my kid around him. So she
in the town?
I made up that part, but like maybe like close by.
Yeah, I believe it.
So she's shocked, obviously. And she said she just doesn't know how to act around her friends now. Cause like she feels like she knows too much. She said she kind of is mad the parents gave her the secret because like she shouldn't be the one to tell the guy. Like that would make it so bad if like she broke it to him. Like, yeah, your parents don't know, but they told me, not even you. Like really, there's nothing she can do.
Yeah, cause like, so I've never been in this situation. But if I'm really trying to put myself in your shoes, I would hate being in this situation because, like, okay, like, I can keep a secret if someone tells me to keep it, but knowing something that, like would affect someone, it'd just be so hard, like, being normal with them.
I almost think you should tell the parents next time you hang out with them alone that they should tell him. Because, like, why wouldn't it, you know what I mean? Shouldn't they just tell him? If they're randomly just telling random people, like, he might as well know, too.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like he'd rather know from his
parents
than some friend. Like it'd be but annoying from his parents than a friend.
Yeah. And you should tell them, like, you should tell him because what if he does a 23andMe and finds out he's not related to you guys?
Yeah, I just feel like you telling him might be kind of weird because, like, what if, like, the parents are
this
like,
causes a whole drama, you know?
Yeah, like, maybe just you could, yeah, tell the parents, like, maybe you have their phone numbers, you could text them.
Or if, like, the whole family is, like, on board, like, you could do the whole thing on, like, Maury or something.
Oh, that's true.
Like, Jerry Springer.
I don't know if they pay you, but, like, you could say, like, we're going to each make $1,000.
Yeah, free trip to New York or Dr. Phil go to L.A.
Oh, yeah, they probably put you in, like, a nice hotel.
Yeah, you could solve it out on national TV if you wanted.
And you kind of, like, when it airs, you can release a song.
Oh, yeah, literally. Like, that all the people go on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we already talked about this one. Tell me if we did. So someone's recovering from a BBL and their friends are making fun of them?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. So you already come over that one.
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
Okay, this one is drama with a roommate. I have a roommate. We share the same bedroom. And he and I are good friends and have been for some time. He showers every night, and this works out well because I shower in the morning. Every single night, we end up going to sleep within 20 minutes of each other because we have similar sleep schedules. When I'm in bed and he gets out of the shower at night and enters the bedroom, he always smells worse than any aromas that have ever graced my nostrils. Sometimes I'm suspicious he doesn't wear deodorant. But for some reason, when he gets out of the shower, he smells worse than any other time of the day. What is going on here? Does he wear armpit shower caps? Does he only wet his hair? It's truly so bad that sometimes when I'm falling asleep as he walks in, my nose jolts me awake. I'm insulted by the movement of my nose hairs. How do I tell him? We have an honest dynamic, but I don't want to risk hurting his feelings and really don't know how to bring it up. Should I even bring it up because it's too awkward? Or would telling him cause more issues than it solves?
I'm just picturing him smelling like a wet dog.
I don't get, like, how would you smell worse than, because they're with him throughout the day and he doesn't smell bad, but somehow after the shower specifically, there's such a rancid smell.
Yeah, when she was saying that, I was like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, what caused that?
Like, how does that happen?
Is he shitting in the shower?
But I feel like you would know because you might see, like, shit in the drain or something.
No, what's going on, though? Because, like, is he not using soap? Even if you don't use, it just is confusing. Well, is he using rancid towels that are moldy?
Because, I just don't get it because even if you didn't use soap, you're still putting water on your body, which would, like, let the dirt or whatever's on your skin, like, because we all have, like, dirt and dust on our skin, I'm assuming. It goes yeah. off. So, like, stuff you like, should be, like, smell butt and be cleaner, but I just don't get it.
Stuff like this is hard because my first impression would be, like, don't tell him. But then also, like, if that was me, I'd want someone to tell me. Because, like, he's going to go through his life and, like, someone might literally not date him or not want to be around him because he just has this nasty-ass smell. Like, he might actually be saving his life.
Yeah, like...
Does he need to know?
Because, like, if I was him, even though I wouldn't be mad at you, but I would just be, like... I would feel, like, weird about it just because, like, I'd be like, I've smelled bad for this long, but I would actually want to have someone tell me. Legit, I would 100% want someone to tell me.
If you are going to tell him, I think what I would do is not tell... I wouldn't let them know that it's happened this whole time because then it's kind of like, why don't you tell me? I would actually have him for the first time. So they get out of the shower and for the first time, I'd be like, what is that smell? And they'd be like, oh, wait, it's you. Like, you just got out of the shower. What the hell? And, like, make it funny and be like... Wait, did you use, like, soap and just, like, get to the bottom of it?
Oh, yeah.
And then just be like, but then maybe the first night, if he literally isn't responding and is like, huh? Like, what? And he's, like, kind of offended. Be like, oh, never mind. Like, who cares? Whatever. I'm probably just making it up. And then the next night, be like, I smell it again. Like, what is that? And then, like, you could just do that or something.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, even say, wait, you've been showering. But, like, for, like, the last few days, I've noticed, like, it smells, like, weird when you get out of the shower.
Yeah.
Like, are you, like... Using soap, but like, I think that sounds
but
do it mean,
like,
but
like a laughing. If someone did that to me laughing, I feel like I wouldn't be offended.
Yeah, like,
obviously,
you guys,
I would kind of, but
since you guys are roommates and like share a room, like, it can't be like you guys have to be kind of comfortable on each other, I'd assume. So,
yeah,
you could like be like kind of like giggling about it. Like, that's just like weird.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like you should tell them because, like, if it's really as bad as you wrote, like, it's gonna affect his whole life.
I actually like need you to tell him,
like,
now.
He might be doing something that, like, is just so. Like, hygienically wrong in the shower that he's been thinking is okay and his nose is used to the rancid smell. Yeah, also, you need to do it. Please update us.
I think it might be, like, a moldy towel, like you were saying.
Yeah, I don't even know.
But then
know.
You would know about it. Like, you would, like, see the moldy towel.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I'm really curious, though.
But that's all I got today.
No more emails?
Nope.
Okay. That's it for this sick, congested, bowled episode.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.